Welcome to this edition of Buy Hold Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one website for expert investment analysis. Buy Hold Sell is a weekly show where two fund managers share their views on a selection of listed companies in their area of expertise. Buyers and sellers are what make the market, and you'll find that our guests don't always agree on the stocks being covered. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be the first to receive new episodes each week. If there are stocks you'd like our guests to discuss, let us know by leaving a comment in the review segment. Remember, the views expressed in this show are not recommendations to invest. You should seek appropriate investment advice before making any investment decisions. And of course, please read the disclaimer in the show's notes. Let's get into the show.
Hello and welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. My name's James Marley, and today we're doing something different. We're scanning the broker universe to find out the stocks that the brokers love. These are a selection of five companies that have got strong buys of them from the sell side community. And we're going to put those ideas to our two fundies, Kelly Ma from Sage and Emma Fisher from Airlie, to see if they agree with what the sell side are saying. So Kelly, let's start with you, Star Entertainment Group. It needs a bit of love at the moment. It's been in the doldrums. Is it a buy, hold, or sell?
Look, it's a hold for us. I can see the appeal of a reopening trade. When things reopen, revisitation will increase, and the stock price may have a pop. But honestly, I just think there's too much regulatory risk. If I'm going to own a reopening trade stock, I'd rather own a much cleaner story that doesn't have the regulatory risk, like a travel stock, like a corporate travel. So it's a hold for us.
Emma, relative to its peer, it seems relatively unscathed. Is it a buy, hold, or a sell for Star?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Kelly on this and say hold. You could see in a few years' time, reopening plus they bring online their new Brisbane project. And then you throw in the fact that it looks as though they may be getting more slot machine product out of the New South Wales government at their Sydney casino. So all of that story seems quite positive. The reason it's a hold for me is the balance sheet. I don't think they have any breathing room. They need everything to go right. It's a capital intensive business. And so I wouldn't always be betting on everything going right.
Okay, staying with you, Bapcor. I mean, in 2020, the automotive industry was really a bright spot in the economy. Is Bapcor a buy, hold, or a sell?
I'll say buy. Full disclosure, we don't own it. But out of those ratings, I think it's a buy right now. Really solid core business. As we know, painfully, when we take our cars to get service, you are a price taker. So that underpins a lot of pricing power for that core business. So undermanning multiple, good balance sheet, solid execution, I'd say buy.
Kelly, it's effectively an essential service getting your car fixed. Are you a buy, hold, or sell on Bapcor?
I'm going to agree with Emma on this one and say it's a buy. And particularly after today, where it was sold down 5% after delivering a very solid result. It's a good defensive, robust core business, great management team, good balance sheet, store rollout growth, and just a really good defensive. So I'm going to say buy.
Okay, we've got consensus views here. Now, if there's anything we love more than cars in Australia, we love houses. James Hardie, building products, they delivered a really strong result. Share price has been on a tear. Buy, hold, or a sell?
It's a buy from us. Actually, it's a strong buy. I really like James Hardie. I think on a valuation basis, it's looking really attractive. And fundamentally, it's got a lot of strong growth ahead of it, not only just from the strong US housing market, but they're actually instigated a really good new marketing strategy of advertising directly to the end consumer, the homeowner. Would you believe they've never actually done that before? They've always targeted builders and architects and relied on them to recommend their product to the end user. And in terms of their multiple compared to the market, really undemanding, lots of growth ahead of it, great balance sheet, great management, going to go buy.
It's a strong buy from Kelly. Emma, are you a buy, hold, or sell on James Hardie?
I'm clearly liking the way that Kelly thinks today because I'm also going to say buy. Echo all of her comments. The only thing I'd add is on the margin side, You know, right now they're making very healthy group margins of around 23%, and they're facing a lot of cost headwinds. And those cost headwinds this year are about 4% of sales. You're seeing their main costs, pulp and freight, rolling over. So if that continues, you know, there's quite a lot of upside, potentially very quickly, for group margins. So execution, balance sheet, everything going swimmingly, with some potential upside on margins as well.
Okay. Emma, now Ancel came out of the blocks in 2020. It really bounced hard. It's been going sideways thus far in 2021, but it has got a good record of paying dividends. Is it a buy, hold or sell?
I will say hold. It is tantalizingly cheap. And it's got a good balance sheet. The reason I would say hold is pricing's coming down, gloves, they're a bit of a commodity, there's capacity now coming online. So that combination of your costs going up, your pricing coming down, you could see margins get squeezed, which is what I'd be concerned about.
Okay. Kelly, have you got a buy, hold or a sell on Ancel?
It's a buy for me. I do agree with Emma in a certain part of the glove market that capacity is coming on and supply could be an issue in exam gloves, but they also sell surgical gloves and gloves to the manufacturing industry and the automotive industry. And so in a way, Ancel's been a COVID winner with the exam gloves, but it's also a reopening trade with the economy growing strongly, manufacturing and surgeries coming back online. And they actually do have some pricing power in those glove markets, because there's more IP involved in developing those gloves versus the single-use exam gloves. Great track record, strong balance sheet, always willing to give money back to shareholders if need be. So good returns on capital. So it's a buy from us.
Okay, last stock for today is Metcash. And I must say, I nearly fell off my chair when I saw the share price chart for Metcash. It's been in the doldrums for a while. It's had an absolutely stellar run over the past 18 months or so. Is it a buy, hold or sell, Kelly?
It's a buy from us, James. You know, it's really really benefiting from the working from home thematic, people doing more of a local shop rather than schlepping to the larger shopping centres to Coles and Woolies. They're really doing some differentiation with their new store formats that are very attractive and offering a different range of products for customers that are getting bored with Coles and Woolies. And they also have moved into the hardware segment. They bought Total Tools recently. So with Mitre 10 and Total Tools, they're now the number two player in hardware, which is growing really strongly, you know, with the strong housing market. On a valuation basis, also, it's quite cheap on about 16 times, and it's trading at a bigger discount to the market than it usually does, and arguably it's looking better than it has done in a long time. So for us, it's a buy.
Emma, I know you're a fan of Bunnings, Total Tools, Mitre 10. Your buy, hold or sell on Metcash?
Yeah, look, I'll say sell. Full disclosure, we did own it and we sold out in the mid threes. So take my recommendation with a grain of salt, because I'm a bitter former owner who didn't hold it all the way into the $4. But at current valuations, I would say sell. You know, as you said, we're big fans of Bunnings, and, you know, there is daylight between Bunnings and Mitre 10, despite, as Kelly's saying, it being the number two. And I think the reason I'd say it's a sell today is you're getting their food and hardware business on sort of cyclical highs for both of those businesses, plus this, you know, sizable re-rate. So I think on valuation grounds, it's a sell.
Well, the brokers reckon all five of these stocks are a buy, but for our fundy guests today, we've had a buy, hold and sell. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did. Give it a like and leave your comments on your thoughts on the stocks we've discussed today.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis. Register for free at livewiremarkets.com to discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.